And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Well, what a wild chain of events that led to the Thunder winning 121-108 in San Antonio. You kind of figure, well, SGA is not going to play a whole lot. No Al Horford, no Darius Bazley, no Lu Dort. It's going to be a rough night. There's no way George Hill plays very much. Probably going to be seeing a ton of TJ Leaf, lots of Kenrich Williams. We'll see if, will Théo Maledon even play? I'm not going to ask the question if they're too good to tank because that's ridiculous after one preseason game. But there are some things. There was some stuff happening in this game. Number one, the number one takeaway, and this should be the one that everybody is discussing, is Théo Maledon, 19 years old, looked like a 27-year-old vet out there. Now, the Spurs defense was not on point tonight. So that's number one. But two, he just has such a great feel for the game. He had only two assists, which I need to call ESPN on that one because that just doesn't even feel like it's true. He had so many great passes. There was one out on the break that I don't even know how he saw it. And I just shrieked in my living room. It was wild. His feel for the game is really good. He's got a really nice touch on his runners and his floaters. He can shoot it. He's just really smart. He's a very cerebral player. And he's going to make an instant impact for this team. And I had wondered, and I'd said it on the pod, like, is George Hill need to come off the bench because they don't have another point guard on this team? Well, there was another point guard on the team. His name is Théo Maledon. He's been with the team for like what feels like 5 minutes, and he came in, played 29 minutes. He had 20 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, only 1 turnover. And he was throwing some risky passes out there. Some risky passes. And was just connecting, like a pinpoint passes. He was impressive, very impressive. Next takeaway, Mike Muscala on fire, made all of his shots, 5 of 5 from the field, 4 of 4 from 3, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 18 points plus 14 on the night. Too good to tank. If anybody's too good to tank, it's Mike Muscala. That's who it is. Man, the Alexei Pokushevsky show tonight was just riveting from start to finish. The moment he gets out on the court, you know, everybody's just kind of rubbing their hands together like, oh man, okay, what's going to happen here? What's Poku going to do? He's immediately out on the perimeter waving his arms. He's been on the court for like 3 seconds and he's waving his arms like, give me the ball. I need it now. It was unbelievable. And that was just the precursor to the rest of the night for him. He had 12 shots in 23 minutes, 4 of 8 from three. He was on fire at the end of that game. There were a few shots that didn't look good. There's some drives to the basket where he doesn't look great. He had a fast break where he just basically waved everybody off and went in and threw it off the top of the backboard. But man, he is fun. He's super fun. And he was the option when he received the ball, when it just even just felt on the tips of his fingers, the basketball, there was one option and that ball's going up. And it was great. It was great. He finished the night with 14 points, 8 boards, 2 assists. He actually has pretty good rebounding instincts, which is good because you could see on the defensive end with Poku that he is very easily pushed around by just about anybody. But offensively, man, he's waving everybody off. He's the 19-year-olds on this team were just unbelievable tonight for two different reasons. Like Maledon was almost the exact opposite of Poku, where Maledon is making the right read almost every time. And he's making the right pass. He's getting the ball moving. The ball movement was great. Well, I think that there should be a lot of credit going to Mark Degnault right now for that performance. Now, this is preseason. Man, yeah, Poku's 18. Sorry, Hoopsock 69. You're right. A lot of the teenagers, let's just say that. The teenagers on this team are just out of control. Mark Degnault hadn't had a lot of time to even be the coach. And he has got this team playing really hard. I mean, they played really hard. And some of that is you're mixing in guys like Frank Jackson and TJ Leaf and Isaiah Roby and even Hamidou Diallo to an extent. Like all these guys are either fighting for something. They're fighting for either a spot on the team because they still have to make some cuts, or they're fighting for playing time once the season starts. Hami's playing for a starting spot. Now he had a Hami game. I thought he actually played pretty well. 14 points, 10 boards, an assist, 3 turnovers. I thought he played well tonight. I think Shea looked good in his limited minutes. Not a lot there. He did have 4 assists, which was nice to see from Shea. Other than that, I mean, it was just an impressive win from the Thunder. They played really hard on defense. They kind of did everything the Spurs weren't doing, was like playing really hard on defense and making shots and moving the ball well. So if you guys want to throw some questions in the chat, I'd be glad to answer any that you have. Thanks so much for joining. I appreciate you guys joining me after this preseason game. It's fun. Like, basketball's fun. It's fun to watch, especially whenever you have just these odd surprises.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Can we talk about all the players that are on the team for the Thunder? I'm using ESPN's box score right now. Kevin Hervey's on here. We've got Andre Roberson, Deonte Burton, Danny Green is all on here. It's pretty great. Darius Stan, oh yeah, this is a good one. Darius Stan wants to know, what are your thoughts on Poku's hook shot? Oh, this was in the down to dunk text, but it was just so correct. Is that it just felt like the first season of a creative player on 2K, where you're just doing stuff, you're just out there just doing stuff, just trying to make things happen. It felt like that, especially on that hook shot, where it was just wildly off. Let's see. Was I presently surprised at Frank Jackson? This is from it. I'm a real one underscore 007. Yeah, I mean, he was nice. He was solid. He took a lot of shots. He was 6 of 11 from the field for 14 points, hit a couple threes. You know, he's a nice player. There's nothing about him that like stood out, but he was fine. He did have 5 turnovers. So I don't know. I thought he was fine. To me, he was kind of the definition of like somebody has to score the points, like somebody has to do something. And the ball just kind of kept finding him, and like credit to him, he did something with it. But to me, there wasn't really anything from Frank Jackson that made me think, oh my gosh, like this guy, this is a surefire NBA player. Let's see. Any other questions? What do you think Teo and Poku's minutes will be during the season? mean, Teo's going to play. There's no question about that. Like, that's your backup point guard. And he will play he can play alongside Shea as well. Like, he's got good size. He's got really great instincts. He can play off the ball too. He'll play. Poku's an interesting one because his shot was there tonight, 4 of 8 from three. He's willing to take the shots. There were just so many other points in the night where he was just like very lost and looked very much like the youngest player in the league that had experience at like lower levels in Greece. Like, that's what it looked like. He's still like, the shooting at the end of the game was very fun. Like, he's still very much a project. So it's hard to say what they'll do with him. I'd love for them to just play him and let him play through those mistakes and learn how to play this year. I would love it. But I know that they would like to bring him on a little bit slower than that. So we'll see. I mean, you could see Teo like 20 plus minutes. Like, I don't see why not. And then you may see Poku at like 10 or something like that is what I would assume at this point. Jesse Smith wants to know, how excited are you to see Baisley with this group? Like, yeah, he'll fit right in. I mean, I would have loved to see him out there instead of the 19 minutes that Kenrich Williams played or the 17 minutes that TJ Leaf got out there. Really, really what it is the 25 minutes that Isaiah Roby played, where Roby played super hard. There, he had some moments. He had that shot at the end of the first half where it ended up bouncing in. That was kind of fun, but I don't really see it with Roby. He's got has decent size, but I don't really see it with him. I'm very excited to see what he does. Game of Thunder wants to know, what is the Thunder's win total now? Is the tank in jeopardy? Tank is not in jeopardy. Although what could be in jeopardy is just the Spurs being just super sucky. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you can't say that this is definitely an indication of what's to come for San Antonio, but that was bad. That was super terrible. That Thunder team put up 40 points. 40 in the second quarter. There will be many halves that the Thunder will struggle to score 40, and they did it in a quarter against this team. So that's pretty sad. Hoopsock 69 says he thought that Roby was better than Schofield. Yeah, Schofield was terrible. He was awful. I agree. He was better, but neither of those guys really are NBA players to me at this point. Let's see. Other questions that we have here. Jesse Smith, do you hear the Pokemon drop every time the Poku does something with the ball? Of course. Of course I do. Let's see. Greg Stevens wants to know, what three players do you see OKC cutting from the roster? Yeah, I mean, I would not be surprised if it was Schofield, Roby, and Kenrich Williams. Those are the three guys that I said on the Friday podcast, and I'm kind of sticking with that. They traded for TJ Leaf, and I think they would like to give him a shot to see what he can do. Frank Jackson, they just signed as a free agent and showed a little bit tonight. So those would be the three that I would guess that are going to get cut. Let's see. We'll go for a few more minutes and then see what else. Yeah, Chaz Sample asked that same question about who's going to get cut. Everybody wants to know who's going to get cut. Ollie88 says, we still got Baze, Horford, and Dort to give minutes to. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Horford will look great. And this is a pass-heavy offense. They're looking for the right shots. They're creating space. It was pretty fun. James says, you know who Poku reminds me of? T-Ferg. Oh, come on, man. Don't bring that negativity into the YouTubes. Paul Ang wants to know, are we too good to tank? At least for tonight, we are. At least for tonight. Thanks so much for joining me tonight, guys. I appreciate you guys. Make sure that you're subscribed to the YouTube channel. We will be broadcasting during the week. I'll pop on here after games. Or if something fun happens in the league. So make sure that you're subscribed. I'm also going to be publishing Luke's masterpiece of a song, the 1 week version of the 1 week parody version. with all the Thunder stuff. So make sure that you guys subscribe and listen to that. Let's see. All game I, Tyler Field says, all game I heard, still be nice for him to say he's sorry. Yep, it would be. Jesse Smith says, how do you grade Ariza's performance? A plus, Trevor. Stay on that couch, buddy. Just make people think that you're good. Just make sure that we just need to know if Ariza's agent is any good, really. That's what we need to know. Is Trevor Ariza's agent getting out there, getting the word out there that he's ready to go? Let me look over the box score one more time, see if there's anything that I missed. But yeah, I mean, really, the big takeaway was Tao, who the Thunder grabbed in the second round, who I honestly would have, you know, McKelly and I talked a lot about it before the draft. I would have really liked even if they took him in the first round, if they'd have just stayed at 25, but they ended up getting him in the second round is pretty great. He looks ready to play now and then to also have a project in Pokuševski, who was, again, super fun. At least in the limited sample size that we have of one preseason game, he looked pretty great. So it was really a fun watch. I did not expect that. I did not expect that at all. So fun night for Thunder fans. Thanks so much for joining. Again, make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel. Hope that you guys have a great rest of your night and your weekend. And we will talk to you guys again on Monday with Michele Barra.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.